Welcome back to His Time here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm Randy Asbury. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday morning, August the 14th. Laura Davis is joining us. She's director of Generations for Life with Lutherans for Life. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the program here. So tell us about Lutherans for Life's new youth initiative.
Generations for Life's new youth initiative is right now known as Generations for Life.
Okay.
We're looking at changing the name, just so you know. Keep your eye out for that.
So new name coming.
Yes. It's an initiative to try to reach the youth of the church. Lutherans for Life does a wonderful job with research, with resources and education, and really reaching out to congregations and teaching them about life issues. But we've kind of seen a gap in reaching the youth, having programs and initiatives really targeted towards them and the specific issues they're going to face. So they brought me on board to try to help with that a little bit, to have a person dedicated to really reaching out to these students. Our target age is 15 to 30, so high school, college age, and young adult is really what we're looking at.
Okay, and so in your position, you are tasked with creating these materials, contacting youth. What is your position?
I'm responsible for developing and leading programs that help equip these youth. Previously, we were a board committee, and we decided we really needed a dedicated individual to try to take care of things. So I'm really there to be a teacher, to be a mentor, to be a friend to these youth as they're facing these life decisions. Day-to-day, I'm working on developing these programs. We've got three main initiatives that are coming up, programs that are coming up next year. I'm also working on building connections and strengthening our relationships with youth ministries and life ministry partners. So there's a lot of people that are already doing youth ministry really well, and there's a lot of people that are doing life ministry really well. And so I'm trying to connect with them, learn lessons from them so that we can really be as effective as possible. I'm also in charge of our social media. So I'm on Twitter and Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, and then Twitter is @ForLifers. So I'm on there all the time posting articles and really getting information out to people, because information is really the key to this issue. I'm also a speaker. So if you're at a church or a congregation, I'm willing to come out and speak with your class, with a Bible class or a confirmation class or at a Lutheran school, things like that. So
and I'm sure
available in that way.
And I'm sure the social media is a good way to keep in touch with a lot of our youth, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We're really working on developing that up, getting more people involved. We've seen a big spike this summer, which is really encouraging.
Now, Laura, what are you finding as the understanding of the youth when it comes to life issues? Do they understand that life is a precious gift from God, or what is their grasp on life issues here?
Well, life issues are definitely a part of our youth lives, even if they don't necessarily realize it. I took some time to look at some issues that they face, and our teens, college students, young adults, they're constantly bombarded with sexual temptation, the secular lifestyle, things like that that are contrary to God's plan for us. I'm only 23 years old, so I personally remember the struggles in high school and college to not just make good decisions with my body, but also to make decisions in my heart and in my mind. This alone is a life issue. So the first step is respecting the life God has given us and then using it to honor Him. From there, you have the issue of unplanned pregnancy and abortion. I got some statistics here. 52% of women who have abortions are under the age of 25.
Oh, wow.
32% of those are between ages 20 and 24. So that's our college students. About 20% are teenagers. 64% are on women who are unmarried. So even if our youth of the Lutheran Church are not necessarily the ones facing those unplanned pregnancies or the abortion decision, it's highly likely that they'll know someone who is. 43% of women will have an abortion before they're 45 years old. So it's very common that one of our students will come into contact with someone, not necessarily even a distant relation, but a friend or a close relative who's facing this issue. And so it's really important that we train them on what to say, what the important issues are, to have that respect for life so they know what to say at the time, and so they can really have that opportunity to share the life-saving message of the gospel. Beyond that, recent trends have shown that the upcoming generation is becoming increasingly pro-life. They're significantly more opposed to abortion than the generations before them. Just recently this summer, Students for Life of America, I don't know if you're familiar, but they released a survey that they had commissioned that really targeted students, so high school and college age students, and they found that 44% thought that abortion should be illegal or only legal in cases of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. This is much higher than it's been in the past. And kind of supports Gallup polls that have shown that 33% of teens think it should be illegal in all circumstances, and 45% think it should be legal in only a few. So it's very encouraging. Even pro-choice leaders have noticed how young our movement is getting and just how passionate these young people are about life.
That is very good to hear, very good news. Now, what do you do in your position or others in Lutherans for Life if, say, a young college female comes to you and says, yes, I got pregnant and I've had an abortion? How do you counsel them, that person?
First of all, we need to show them love and mercy. Our God is a God of compassion who loves sinners. He dined with sinners. He showed mercy and compassion to them every step of the way. And so we need to follow that example with them. So first of all, show her love. Tell her that everyone, you know, makes mistakes, makes choices, but there's love and there's hope for her. There are several ministries available for post-abortive women. Lutherans for Life specifically has Word of Hope Ministries, but there's also Catholic ministries that are available, Rachel Vineyard, things like that. There are things available to help these women who have had abortions in the past to try to deal with these situations. Get them in contact with your pastor, pastors who can share with them and counsel with them on how to kind of work through these issues.
Okay. And so how can we teach our youth about these life issues? Let's start with the home life. How can mom and dad teach their young people, whether boys or girls, on these life issues?
I would first say don't be afraid or hesitant to talk about these issues with your children. Don't be afraid to talk about chastity issues or about sexual issues that they're going to be facing. Try to encourage them because it's going to happen and they're going to be faced with these temptations. So if you're open with your students about it, that's always a good thing. Also, don't be afraid to talk about what abortion is or who it affects. Youth respond to reality and honesty, so be age-appropriate with your students, but be honest with them and have honest conversations about what's going on, and that can really have a huge impact. I would also say encourage your youth to get involved in volunteering. That's how I got involved in the life movement, was I was asked to volunteer at a prayer vigil at an abortion clinic. So whether it's at an abortion clinic like I was, or at a pregnancy center or a senior center, volunteer with them. That action inspires that advocacy and that passion. And the last thing I had is just live a life that respects life in all stages and be an example to your youth. Live a life that shows compassion and love to those that have made poor decisions. And if we can really set that example to our students, then they can take that example and be an example to their peers.
And do you find that parents are a bit reluctant to do these things?
I'm not quite sure if I know.
Okay.
I mean, my family, like I said, I'm only 23. My family was never really hesitant about that. My dad's a pastor, and he was always a great resource for me. I came to him with questions all the time. And I have a feeling that students come to their parents with questions. And so if we can work with parents as well and train them on how to talk to their students, how to be educated about the abortion issue and things like that, then we can really start hitting students on that personal level.
And let's move to the congregational arena here. How can we teach our youth about these issues in a congregation, via Bible classes or special classes or what? I mean, one of my challenges I've always found as a pastor is, well, you kind of want to work with the parents, but also with the youth. How would you recommend working in the congregation on these issues?
I would say do both. Work with the parents and work with the youth. For the parents and for adults in general in your congregation, really making life issues a part of your ministry, rather than being some special thing you only talk about once a year. Having it be a relevant and open part of your general ministry of your congregation, just like you do international missions or you do caring ministry, things like that. Really making life issues part of what you do and who you are. We have a great program at Lutheran's Life called Renewal for Life, where we go in and train life teams in the congregation who can work with the pastor to lead Bible studies, lead classes, workshops, things like that, that really train the congregation on how to talk about life issues and how to make an impact in their community. For the students, Lutheran's Life has great opportunities, and we're working on three main initiatives to try to get youth more involved. We're doing a trip to Washington, D.C. in January. We're sponsoring 10 students to go to the March for Life, which was a wonderful experience for myself and really helped inspire me to do what I'm doing. We're also going to host some servant events where we'll take students and take them on a pro-life weekend. So we'll show them what it means to be a missionary for life by going to an abortion clinic and seeing how prayer vigils and sidewalk counseling works, taking them to a pregnancy center and seeing that side of the ministry, and then really helping them have some fun and do some training along the way. We're also looking at doing a training program for our future church workers. So working directly with our future pastors, teachers, youth directors, and teaching them how to talk to their students about life so that they can incorporate that into their youth ministry and in their regular ministry.
Well, it sounds like you have all the bases covered there.
Yes.
Or quite a few of them. Yes. Yes. Well, it sounds like you're doing very good work, Laura.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I commend you for that and encourage you to keep on keeping on, as they say, because this is a very, very important issue. And I appreciate all the work you're doing in teaching and equipping our youth on these life issues. And that's very encouraging to hear that more and more young people are against abortion. And they're saying, wait a minute, this gift of life is very precious and a gift from God.
Yes, definitely.
So, well, Laura Davis is director of Generations for Life for Lutherans for Life. We've been talking about the new youth initiative to equip youth about issues through servant events, training, and so on. Laura, thank you very much for joining us on His Time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
You bet, and have a good day. Very, very important issue there, because life is a gift from God. It is the same life that He created us to have from the Garden of Eden onward, and He still gives us life even though we are fallen creatures. But He even sends His Son into the world, born of the Virgin Mary, to live the same life here. And so it is a precious gift. And yes, we do want to train and teach our youth in the way they should go in matters of life. So we thank Laura Davis for coming on. We'll be back on His Time and unpack the Bible passage from 1 Corinthians 7. Pastor Spomer will join us for that. Stay tuned to His Time. We'll be right back.